A major news service article says Pennsylvania is the tipping point state. What that means is whichever way the majority of Pennsylvanians vote will determine the election between Trump and Clinton. It further says the collar counties of Philadelphia will determine who wins Pennsylvania. These counties are Montgomery, Chester, Delaware, and Bucks counties. Right now, Clinton is leading Trump, probably powered by her lead among women voters. So all you within the sound of my voice in the coverage area of 1180 WFYL know right now that how you vote is thought by some to be able to determine who will be the next president of the United States. Your vote is that important. Voters of the tipping point state of the collar counties, I have some information that might help you decide which way to vote. You see, I've been following the Clintons for a long time. Anyone who's for abortion, which results in over 50 million babies being killed, is capable of doing anything bad. Thus, after hearing about the individual murders loosely connected with the Clintons, I went to the next level to see whether they're doing anything on a mass scale that was not being published by the mainstream biased media. My investigation confirmed my suspicions, and I published the Delaware County newsletter in the 90s, and on Veterans Day in 2003, and listed the results. I documented from the Pennsylvania Department of Health, Division of Health Statistics, that the white female deaths divided by the white female male deaths ratio averaged increasing about 1% a year during the Clinton administration. Why were more women than men dying during the Clinton years than during the Bush years? About 10%, that's what the ratio increased to, over their presidency was documented from the official state statistics. After reviewing the yearly statistics on a county-by-county basis, a pattern emerged. While the overall percentage change in deaths from 1991 to 1993 rose 3.3% over the whole state, individual counties had up to a 21% increase in death rate. Since I had traveled to almost every county in Pennsylvania in my life, mostly during engineering surveys, I was familiar with a goodly number of them. The most conservative Republican counties had the greatest increases in women's deaths. Counties where hunters went had huge rises, like Potter, 21%, like Combing, 12%. Wayne County, where I heard someone say, put some English into it, had a 14% rise in women's deaths, and the southern border counties of Pennsylvania had increases 2 to 16%, averaging over 5%. So, of special note is that Pennsylvania was the only state that broke out its vital statistics the way it did in the 90s, to my knowledge. Also, Fort Detrick, near Frederick, Maryland, where anthrax is made and experimented on, is not too far from the Pennsylvania border. And investigators could easily drive to their possible test areas just north of the PA line. From official Pennsylvania state data, they could further confirm the results of their possible experiments. If you study politics, canvassers are routinely lectured that every vote counts and told how small changes in the vote totals can win elections. By my calculations, 34 to 43,000 Pennsylvanians died in mostly conservative counties. These mostly women's deaths can affect a lot of elections. Let me emphasize, these numbers are real people. A daughter of a pastor living in Morgan Circle in Swarthmore lived in a border county and had children and was healthy all her life. She got sick and weaker until she died. I am outraged. A Christian mother died in the prime of her life in what could have been, probably was, a government experiment. Some people might say that elderly women don't produce anything and are just a drain on health care system, so the government is justified in reducing their number. Those are fighting words to this son. My mother died before Clinton's 1996 re-election, as did quite a few other conservative people. She had wisdom that should have benefited people, including the election results, where her life was possibly cut short. In short, preliminary results shown on pages posted on 1180's WFYL webpage that the Clintons left office, that after the Clintons left office, the statistics started correcting themselves. The lesson to be learned, if you haven't already, is that the Clintons will do almost anything to benefit themselves. As a voting resident of the collar counties of in the tipping point state, vote like you and your mother's and daughter's lives depend on it. Because of the above illustrates, your lives probably do. Numbers don't lie. And just don't expect justice from a failed justice system, or a failed FBI, or a biased news media, or any party establishment. Alan Arthur Locke, co-manager WFYL, 1180 AM. Working for your liberty and things that matter. I was a former Lieutenant USN Intelligence Officer aboard the submarine USS Daniel Webster, SSBN 626. P.S. The reason for this announcement is one of our pastors, whose congregation lives in an area covered by our noon show, happened to mention an abnormal number of people in his congregation dying recently. It is so abnormal that he can only remember one other time when the number of deaths approached the number in his congregation dying in a short time span. Note, the noon show is loved out there in this conservative area. His mentioning the deaths in his congregation brought to mind the statistics I gathered when the Clintons were in power. It sounds like history might be being repeated right before this election. After looking several times for the records they used to have available online like they did in the 90s and not finding them, I must conclude the Democrats under Governor Wolf, etc., and it could have been some Republicans too, have taken them down. This makes a large number of people dying in one conservative congregation before an election all the more alarming.